This is Monday Sales Coach. I'm Peter Giannoli, connecting you to a community of sales champions both on radio and online. We've got the site, the place where you can get all of the great material when it comes to helping you in your sales domination. Awesome podcasts, social media, plus, of course, our regular newsletter. That's MondaySalesCoach.com. Please join us there. If you want to get better at selling, this episode of Monday Sales Coach is just for you. And on top of that, we're also going to take a look at your personal brand and, more importantly, your digital footprint. Okay, so you want to get better at selling. Well, to do that, you want to get better at demand creation rather than demand reaction. To do that, you have to learn how to uncover your prospect's, inverted commas, how. How does your prospect do what they do? Here's how it works. Start with what your product or service does. What value does it bring? Then start asking your prospects how they do what your product or your service does. Here's an example. Let's say you sell hauling equipment. Well, here are the how questions you should be asking. Mr. Prospect, how do you haul today? How long does it take? How many people are involved? How many trips does it take to do the haul? How expensive are your fuel costs? How frequently do you have to fuel? How much waste do you experience? How much manual loading is required? How far can you go without refueling? How much can you load in a single trip? How quickly can you unload? How fuel efficient is your hauling? Etc., etc. Look, I don't run a hauling equipment company, but I bet if I knew the answers to those questions, I'm pretty sure I could sell a lot of hauling equipment. Why? Well, if you're selling anything that's valuable, what you're selling should be is an improvement over what they're doing now. If you don't know what they're doing now, how can you sell any improvement? So the trick to being good at sales is become good at understanding your prospects how. Get to know your prospects. Get to know what they do. Get to know where their issues are. And ask a range of how questions, just like the ones we've used in this episode. If you get those right, well, you're going to get great at making sales. All right, let's have a look at your digital footprint. What do I mean by digital footprint? Well, what happens when you type your name into Google? What comes up? Your Facebook page? Your LinkedIn profile? What? Do you like what you find? Is it consistent with who you are and how you do your job? Is what you find when you Google your name consistent with who you are? If someone had to make a split decision on hiring you or not based on your social presence, would you get hired? Well, all I can say is the answer needs to be yes. If it's not, that's a problem. People expect to find out who and what they're looking for when they Google something. And if they don't become satisfied, they'll become suspect. So we've become an information society, and that is changing the success game. People want to know who you are, what makes you good, how you do what you do, and more, far earlier than before they meet you. They aren't okay about just learning it in an interview. So take the test. Search your name. What does a Google search say about you, and is it good enough? Personal brand matters. Now, if you want to know more about this, I suggest you go to my associated website, which is petergiannoli.com. Go to the categories on branding or sales 101, and there's lots of clues as to how you can help get a far more efficient and professional digital footprint. You either do it now, or if you don't get it done, you'll be obsolete. That concludes this week's episode of Monday Sales Coach. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you find this information beneficial and enjoyable enough to help you refer Monday Sales Coach onto your peers. Tell them to go to the website, MondaySalesCoach.com. I'm Peter Giannoli. Thank you so much for listening. Until next week, happy selling. Bye for now.